the...
You know where Rye Cove is?
Rye Cove is down out from... had a tornado one time. That's in Scott County, Virginia, I believe, on down kind of west of Kingsport.
Oh, I see. It's west of Kingsport.
Yeah, kind of west of, back northwest of Kingsport, Rye Cove. Way back years ago, we had a tornado came through this section, did a lot of damage at Rye Cove, but I've never been there.
The place where you, if you're going to have an operation, you'd have to go to the...
Have to go to the hospital.
And in the hospital, there's a doctor and a...
Well, they have the nurses and nurses' aides. And
okay. And the place where you get the train?
Well, you go to the depot for the catch a train.
How about something, either railway or railroad? You'd say, you might call it the rail station or some kind of station?
Depot, or have a depot, have express express office and passenger office where you get your tickets, and that's not getting what you want, though.
Well, I just wondered which you'd use, either railway station or railroad station. Which of those?
Well, I believe you would say either one, railroad or railway, if it's an extended line.
If there's a place in town, we'll say down by the, I don't, I guess the, I don't, didn't see the city hall, but the, but downtown, if you have the city hall, and you have a lawn around that, you know, like, it's kind of like a little park around the city hall.
I see, they, I don't get the word.
Do you ever use a term like,
a park? I guess we have the parks in the city parks, and where folks can kind of have benches and congregate. That wouldn't be hard at what.
Well, that'd be okay. Do you have a town square or a public square?
Town square. We have a, have the city parks. Yeah, it would be about the same thing.
All right. And if you're walking across a field, you know, if you're coming down the road, and instead of farmers coming down the road, and instead of following the road all the way around
you
the
take,
house,
you take a near cut across the field.
Okay.
If they're walking so far, most pedestrians, when they're walking, they'll take that near cut to save the steps and get there quicker.
Okay. And if you're talking about furniture being, well, let's say something isn't, you know, if the chair weren't straight with the you know, the corner, but it was kind of set like this,
you'd be catacornered. Okay, your furniture is kind of, your chair is kind of sitting catacornered.
If someone planted a crop and didn't really plant it carefully, you know, and just seemed to kind of, and the furrows weren't straight or anything,
they planted in kind of haphazard way.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
you ever use a term like anti-goblin?
Anti-goblin, that would, if it was pretty anti-goblin, if it's pretty crooked, or pretty crooked, rolls for crooked would be anti-goblin.
Okay.
I've heard that expression a long time.
Right. And before they had a bus, they used buses in big cities. They used to have,
let's see, they had
things that ran on rails.
Trolley cars, street cars, trolley cars ran by electricity.
Okay. And if you're on a streetcar or a bus, you might tell the bus driver the next corner. You say,
I'd like to get off, please. That's where I live. Where my home's there.
Okay.
That bus.
And
in that block.
And speaking of Bluntville in relation to Sullivan County, you'd say Bluntville is the
county seat of Sullivan County.
All right. And if a person works for the post office, you say he works for the federal
government.
And the police department, the business of the police department is to maintain
law and order.
Okay. And the war that you said one of your
uncles